Hey everyone, your designers are here. I'm Anita with Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home.
We've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you today, so let's get started.
Today is episode 33, and we're going to be talking about dining rooms. Dining rooms have gone through a lot of change in the recent decades, don't you think, girls?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, I used to use ours a lot, and maybe not so much now.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, a lot of houses now that are being built, especially the open concepts, they're really not being, and when I say dining room, I mean more formal dining rooms. They're not being even being built mm-hmm. with formal dining rooms.
Yeah, which I'm not sure is a good idea. I mean, but we'll get further into that. I think it's nice to have it and have the option to use it as a dining room or as mm-hmm. a different space.
Well,
I really like my dining room. Yeah.
Well, I like the idea of it, but to be honest with you, we used to entertain all the time, and now that I'm, you know, working till midnight every night, we don't have people over mm-hmm. like we used to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, hang on to that dining room. You never know how things change. Yeah. Let's talk about the essentials of a dining room, first of all.
Okay.
I'm going to start. Table.
Chairs.
Right.
Okay.
This is a game. I'm going to say
no, it's not a game, but that's good. Let's just talk about a table. I mean, I know in my dining room, I've had only two since I've been married. Well, I shouldn't say that, three. The first one was a dumpster dive table that we spray painted bright red.
Love it.
Yeah,
oh,
that was really an interesting
table.
I want to see a picture of this one, Yvonne. Well, actually, I do have a picture of it.
Oh, good.
And the second table.
Listen, I shared that picture of my first sofa, so you need to share this picture.
I've just got to really dig it out. The second table I had, and now I had it for almost like 30 years, I think 27, was I bought a gorgeous inlaid mahogany dining room suit.
Me too.
Yeah, and then now, you know, you just get tired of it, and now I have a cement table,
which is beautiful.
A really cool table.
Well, in my original dining room table, I think yours may have been the same way, with all the leaves, it would extend to 12 feet, and I thought I'm going to have this thing for the rest of my life, and then, mm-hmm. you know, things changed, and I didn't want the mahogany anymore,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, I definitely changed it.
I wish I could tell my younger self that.
Well, I mean, things have changed.
Years of saving.
Well, I know. But we didn't know. I mean, you just bought things and you thought you'd have them forever. And now, you know, that's just not the way things are done anymore.
And here's the really neat thing, though, about I can't give that table away. It's a beautiful table. If somebody would take it and paint the bottom of it, I mean, it's really a beautifully made table.
Hmm.
It just needs
you still
different
have it? Where
chairs.
Is it?
I do. It's sitting in my garage.
Okay. Anybody in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania?
Seriously, email me.
Email
get my beautiful mahogany inlaid table.
Yeah.
So does the cement table doesn't have leaves, does it?
No, and that was hard to get
I
used
wouldn't think
to.
So.
It'd be like Wilma and Fred Flintstone's table with leaves.
Listen,
like, oh,
just the cement top was over 200 pounds. They had to bring it in.
Oh, my goodness.
It was heavy. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, just a nice dining room table. And I love the way that we mix and match things up now. And I just think it's such mm-hmm. a beautiful look.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah,
I have a beautiful table that was an antique that my mom had.
I love your dining room
table.
Well,
no, that's not the dining room table.
Oh, okay.
My mom, you know, gave us a lot of things when they were moving at one point, and we were coming out to California, so that was about 11 years ago. And so we used that dining room, her dining room table, which is an antique and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And in pristine condition, like all my mother's things. But I like everything a little beat up and dinged around the edges more mm-hmm. so. And in this house, I think that the dining room table would have just been too long for our dining room. So a friend of mine who knows me well texted me a picture and said, I'm at a Girl Scout yard sale. I think you should get over here. There's a table you're going to want.
When you get
tell
that call.
Tell me that's a table you have in your dining room.
Yes. So when you get that kind of call, you got to go.
No, has it been totally stripped?
I think it was that kind of, you know, good old pine, but it's a good one. It's not.
I know. I love the patina on it.
And then I left it out. We didn't have a place to put it. We had to move yet, and it ended up sitting outside in my yard at the other house, and I got even a little bit more patina.
Oh, wow.
And actually, in the rain? Anita, when I, the first time I had that, and now I'm thinking of it, and see, you've always been there, the two of you, in my life for all this time. But and I think back when I did the review on my blog of your beautiful book, that was the first time I used that table in pictures, and it was sitting out in my yard. And remember, I had your book, and I put the roses on it, and I was like, wow. This table photographs really well. It's a darn good book, but this table looks great.
I think you bring up a good point, though, that we used to have everything match, and that is just really not the way things are done now. It's much more fun, and I think it's a more fun look to get things that just kind of mix and just things, different things that you've kind of have a collected look. Yeah. I mean, if you have everything that matches, that's fine, but, you know. But it's also just really awesome to just kind of grab some chairs you like, and sometimes the chairs don't even match.
That's exactly right.
Definitely a less expensive look, too, because I mean, I ended up saying to the Girl Scouts, please. I mean, because I'm a former 2-time Girl Scout troop leader.
So, whoa.
Can I pay you more for this table? I mean, they were like, why does this lady even want this table? Like, oh, you know, it's all beat up. I was like, let me buy some more cookies, girls. So, I mean, for $50 and about 10 boxes of cookies, I got this table. I mean, it was crazy good.
Oh my. Well, the thing is you need to have a table that works with the size room you have.
True.
I mean, that's the biggest tip we can give you there. That you don't want a table that's just like sort of a Goldilocks table that's not too big, not too small, and it's just right.
And the other tip I wanted to throw in is I mean, if you've got a china cabinet and you like it, fantastic, but you don't need a china cabinet. And a lot of times, I think it feels more open when you don't use a china cabinet. Mm-hmm. So I love using a big buffet than with either, you know, a hutch over, not a hutch, but just maybe a wall-mounted shelf.
Mm-hmm. I have a mirror, a big mirror, to bring in more light.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, but a mirror is always good in a dining room.
Yeah, it just feels more open that way.
I agree with you.
In my last, 100%. Speaking of mirrors, in my last dining room, it was a Tudor, like a storybook, so a little bit darker house, brick and Tudor-y looking. So when you walked in, you went to the left, and there was the dining room, and to the right was the living room. And what I did, there were two windows in the dining room, and so in between the entire space, I just had a piece of mirror cut. So it fit the entire space. So it, I mean, not to the ceiling, but maybe a foot off the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And then
the whole wall?
Yeah. And then it was just a few inches off this buffet that I had, a very low one. And then I had my carpenter miter it out with molding, you know, just that I bought at Home Depot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great
idea.
And so
it reflected the light fixture, and then it reflected what was happening in the living room across from it. And so it bounced the light all around. So if you can't find a mirror that is the size you want, and if you want a little bit of drama and having a very large mirror, there's like those little random mirror glass shops. You just call them up, you tell them how much, you know, how many feet you need, and then they can cut it to size.
Well, speaking of that tip, Kelly, and what we were saying about how if you don't have a china cabinet, it's going to make the room feel more open. And then this other idea you have is a great idea, doing the mirror, doing a whole wall of mirror, a big mirror. Another way you can make your dining room feel more open is to, instead of using chairs on the front of the table, to use just a bench. And then it
my
kind of
favorite
has,
thing.
Yeah,
me
too. I love
that look, but I have not gone that route yet, because everybody in my house wants to sort of lay themselves across, lean back, lay down.
Well, here's my secret. I use it for photos and for just to have it look pretty, but I'm not sitting on that thing. So if we have company, and I'm not going to make anyone else either, because I like to lean back.
I make mine, my guests sit on it.
Hey, whatever. So, yeah, but if I'm at your house, I'm running for the chair with the back. So, but when we have company, if we do ever again, we'll use some chairs.
Well, I'm coming over. Yvonne and I are coming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, good. You know, I'll grab the chairs.
I want to reiterate that. So if you have, I'm going back to, if you have a dining room suit, that would be such a wonderful thing to do, is to buy a, I have a bench makeover in on my blog, so I'll put that in the show notes. And I got, it was a very reasonable bench, and it just, that will really change the look.
Mm-hmm. And when you pretty, say suit, you mean like a set, like chairs and a table and a hutch or a china cabinet that came, all came together, right?
But yeah, and you know, I think if you break that up, you can really update your look. Mm-hmm. I would say, I mean, so many people love their china cabinets. That's great. You might want to either repaint it or think about a different way to stack your dishes so it looks a little more updated.
Right. Or you can even paint the back of it. I mean, I've seen that done nicely where the back.
I was just thinking that.
It's really pretty. I've seen it done nicely.
Or put pretty wallpaper or that.
Yes.
That peely sticky wallpaper we keep talking about. Mm-hmm. We have to try that stuff.
But much more modern. I'd go with something very updated and modern if you're going to use wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing is, just like you were saying, mix up your chairs. Mm-hmm. That is a stunning, stunning look.
Well, in my breakfast room, it's not a dining room, but it's kind of a, you know, an eating area, I guess. I have two different sets of chairs in there, and it just kind of looks more fun.
Or your, and I use end chairs on either end. They're upholstered. Mm-hmm. And then painted my 18th century chairs. I know there are people like passing out as you're listening to this.
Well, but now let me rephrase.
But they worked out so nice.
You mean 18th century style. They're not really from the 1700s.
No, but they were very good chairs. Yes,
Right. Yes, and I had some of those too. Yes, they're very
And
nice.
I painted them and I love them. And then I also use acrylic. They're called ghost chairs because they're acrylic. Mm-hmm. And I just love that look together. So I just really mix it up.
Yeah, it really updates it. Mm-hmm.
And if you're using your dining room as a dining room, I do think there, aside from the table and the chairs, and one other essential piece of furniture is some sort of buffet or break front, something that you might place food on, or if you're not entertaining where you're serving a ton of people, you're just using it to have a lamp on or
a horizontal space, let's call it that.
Another horizontal space, exactly. And it can be narrow. I think, you know, the narrower the better, unless you have a gigantic dining room. And probably, what do you ladies think, like something like waist high, chest high, something? They're usually a little higher than a regular table.
Well, it depends on how tall you are too.
Well, I mean, 36 inches, I think, like
short.
I think like bar height or counter height is nice.
Counter height, yes.
Good. And if you have a, I happen to have a nice sized dining room, I also have an updated bar cart, which
so
is
fun.
Really beautiful. It's glass and black metal.
Oh, sounds
pretty.
And
do you make a cocktail there, like a la Mad Men? Or is it just for show?
We usually do. But, you know, if you don't have space, you can even put like a dresser. You know, I've seen beautiful, like a painted dresser or a stripped down dresser or something that they use as a bar. Shelves even look beautiful. So, but I love a bar cart because we do actually use it to put the wine and things on. Mm-hmm. But also, I've used it to serve, and I've actually taken it outside and used it outside as well.
Oh, great idea!
But you know, if you have the room, and it doesn't have to be a bar cart, it could just be a tall, thin table, like even a sofa table remade over. There's so many interesting things that you can do. But the idea is you want it serviceable. You want to be able to put things on it.
Well, and that's a good point, Yvonne, because some people don't have a big dining room. I don't have room for a bar cart, but you know, you could put shelves up there, like you were saying. I mean, that's certainly an option if you need some more space. And you could even strategically place them so that you could use those for serving as well if you needed
Absolutely. And they would look beautiful. But just make sure you have a horizontal surface with, I'd like to put a light on it, and actually have a light on. I have an old really old buffet that I painted, and I have a lamp on that, and I actually have a bar cart sort of tucked in the corner. Our dining room, foyer, and living room are all pretty open, and I have that tucked in a corner, sort of abutting the foyer, so that works out really well. So you just want to make sure you have enough lighting as well. And here's the other thing, let's talk about overhead lighting.
Well, I think some sort of, doesn't have to be a glass or crystal chandelier, but some sort of overhead hanging mm-hmm. pendant type mm-hmm. light over mm-hmm. the table is really, I think, an essential.
Yeah, I think mine has the wood. It has wood crystal. Not, I guess you don't call them crystals, but it's got those wood. It's not crystal.
Beads.
Right. There you go.
Oh, right. Yes.
But something that hangs over the table, mm-hmm. and it, yeah. the traditional height is about 30 inches from the top of the table to mm-hmm. the bottom mm-hmm. of
well,
the
and it
light
it depends, though, because if you have a cathedral ceiling, you're actually supposed to provide more space. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. yeah, I'm just saying, like, a general guideline. Mm-hmm. You know, what if somebody feels like, hey, I have this space, I don't have a lot of room in my house, I am not using this dining space for what it's intended. How do you feel about someone converting a dining room into another type of room?
I think it's so smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's make the house work for you. I mean, and some of these houses are so small that you have to make every space count. So if it's an unused dining room, you may have to make that into your study or a sitting room. Or
and here's an interest. Here's the, yes. And here's the thing. That is a, our houses should be used. Mm-hmm. It should be usable space. And if you're not using that dining room on a regular basis, make it into a dining room / library.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
You know, the only thing I want to caution is don't clutter it up.
Yeah.
You know, find ways to use it, put bookshelves in it, do innovative things that your dining room table isn't just filled with papers or crafts or whatever you're doing.
Right. That becomes stressful.
Absolutely. And that because it becomes a dumping ground, to be honest right. with you.
Right. Because any flat surface does. Right.
Yes, absolutely. True. And so I love that idea of using it as a sitting area, but just make sure that you have, you know, if you need a place to eat, it has to have that table. If you need a place to work, use that table as well.
I agree. Yeah. I think that, you know, and oftentimes a dining room is in the forefront of the house, you know, not
yes, sure,
like
absolutely.
A central
yeah, usually
colonial,
in the front, sure.
Mm-hmm. Usually in the front, so usually right off mm-hmm. the entryway or close to the living room. So, you know, unless you were really in a pinch, it's probably not the best place for a guest room. But if you felt like you really needed a guest room and you never used a dining room, I guess you could do that. Mm-hmm. But I do think, mm-hmm. I certainly agree with Yvonne, that you make it a multi-purpose room that does have a table, even if it's a, you know, a small table for four or a round bistro, something
sure.
where
mm-hmm.
if, you know, you were eating at home or you didn't want to eat in the kitchen anymore, that you would have a place mm-hmm. to sit and use it as a dining room.
Most people, if they need that area, use it as a workspace, mm-hmm. like an office or a library. And the nice thing about replacing like a china cabinet in there, let's say, replace it with a big dresser. Because you've got all those drawers that you can put mm-hmm. neatly arrange and stack and organize, the things on your table that you're using can go right in there.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you know what? I've just talking about decorating too. I mean, mm-hmm. my favorite way to decorate my dining room table now is to put some plants on there, some live plants and some cloches, and I mean, just some that aren't under the cloches too, but it just kind of feels like one of those rooms at Biltmore that where they, you know, have all their plants, you know?
Yes, I do. So really, you have like a little greenhouse.
Yes, kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But here's what I think we're saying, is that a dining room, if it's a formal dining room or built like a formal dining room, you could make it have so many different looks.
Yes.
The thing you want is you want the right size table, mix and match up your chairs for a really cool look. And obviously, you know, do you like the wick? Some people like those wonderful wicker chairs with the arms and the cushy seats. We see a lot of that now. Benches, paint your chairs, do different things, get different cushions. And, you know, we've talked about Amy Howard's home before. Her mm-hmm. her dining room was my favorite room in her home.
It's beautiful.
Oh, well, maybe her kitchen, but her dining
room. That was nice,
too. One or the other. Oh, well, maybe her foyer, you know. I could go on and on. But she had this beautiful old table. It was an antique. And she had a buffet that she had. It was bleached, and I really want to know how to do that.
Yes, that was gorgeous.
I loved the look, and it was mm-hmm. it was just gorgeous. It was taken down to the wood and then bleached, so the wood was sort of bleached out, and it looked mm-hmm. a little porous. It had so much character to it.
Did she use her products on that? That would be good to learn.
Did she do a liming wax? I can't remember.
I think she might have, but I think, mm-hmm. I think it was she had it bleached first.
Well, that is
and
a beautiful
then
look.
She had all these, and they were small chairs, like little small chairs in all different well, they were all
style.
The same size, but you know, the backs were all different and all different woods, and the seats, they were left, like, I remember there was like this citron green velvet one and it was a little shabby, but the way it looked with the other things, I was just like blown away. Like I just, you know, I couldn't eat because my jaw was dropping all evening long.
Well, and I think, you know, my two tips
beautiful.
On doing a diet. It was gorgeous. So I kind of think don't overcrowd it. That's something that really drives me nuts in my house. If I overcrowd a room, it just kind of can't stand that.
And don't overcrowd any room.
Yeah, and the other thing is to go have fun. Go to off-road. Don't just go to your, you know, standard furniture store to buy stuff for your dining room. Go to the thrift store. Go to the, you know, junkyard.
Go to the Girl Scouts.
Go to the Girl Scouts. Right, and find something, you know, look for something kind of fun. And maybe it is kind of beat up and has paint spilled on the top or something.
Oh,
well,
the
thing is,
that.
What I was always worried about my table because I always felt like it was my mom's table, too. And I'm like, oh, we didn't want to have a ring or a scratch or anything. And it's funny because Emmett, my dog, he loved to get
Emmett.
Up on that the former dining room table, the pristine one. Because
up on
he
the
could,
table. Good
yes,
little Emmett.
Uh-oh. Because he could look right out the window, and see all of the world going by. That was his.
That
and
is
I
so
would catch
cute.
Him on there and say, come back down. And I was like, oh, his little nails are scratching it. But, well, he doesn't go on this table here because he has a different perch on the back of the couch to look outside. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't notice if he scratched this table, and I don't notice if my girls scratch it or if somebody spills something. It looks even better.
Put it in the show notes because it's extraordinary. I do love it. And if my dining room is very formal, that's just sort of the front of my house is more
beautiful.
Formal. I have arched windows and things, so it's a little. Even though it's a farmhouse, it's more formal. But if I own another home someday, way down the line, God willing, I'm gonna have just a very relaxed looking dining room because I do love that look. But the thing of it is make your dining room comfortable, have enough seating, have the proper lighting, have all the essentials. I love a rug under. I know some people do, some people don't. I just think
it
delineates.
Looks beautiful. Well,
and it's an indoor-outdoor, so
well, the other thing
gets spilled on it.
In the dining room, there's no big upholstered pieces, so a lot of times there's not a way to bring in fabric and softness and color. So unless you have, you know, a lot of windows with some curtains, then the rug is really one of the easiest and best ways to bring some color into the room.
I am going to do that this year, you girls. I am going to get it. I didn't have a dining room rug for a long time because my girls, half of the food went in their mouth and half of it went on the floor. But I have to say, I mean, one's looking at college, she's getting better at eating. So I think, you know, so I just never had one, and I just never did. And
well, look for indoor-outdoor.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll put a resource. I actually have a post on tips for choosing the perfect dining room rug. And my selection is definitely a beautiful indoor-outdoor because
well, and
so
I've got
durable.
An indoor-outdoor one in my dining room as well. So, I mean,
beautiful,
that's the way to
durable.
Go. It's pristine, but, you know, we're not really testing it.
You're not
it.
Really using
we're
it.
We're not really using it, so.
Maybe you better think about how else can I use this dining room?
Well, here's the thing. If you want to use your dining room, here's what happened in our old house. We used the dining room all the time because we didn't have an eat-in kitchen. There was no room. We had another little room off the kitchen, which was at first a playroom, then it was an at-home office, and then it was like a mini TV, downstairs TV room. Okay, and then I said, now, no one's watching TV down here. Let's change this into a breakfast nook. Well, as soon as you nook it up, everybody wants to be in the littlest place together.
That's how mine is, in my kitchen. So that's how we ended up eating dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner
there. It wasn't just homework and breakfast and snacks. So then I said, okay, we're going to do, and please, we are not the Norman Rockwell crew, but it might sound a little bit like that. We are going to have Sunday night dinners in the dining room. So I made a point.
Oh, good for you.
Moving the whole crew in there. And nothing really changed all that much. It's not like the menu got all that much better.
It's just a new venue.
It was just to use all the space.
So
if you have a dining room and you have the space to keep it as a dining room, why not just make a point of using it, not just for
Well, that's holidays. Interesting you say that, because that's one of our favorite places. When we have a leisurely Saturday morning at home, we will take our steel-cut oatmeal and maple syrup and tea and take it in the dining room, and that's where we eat. So it's
there you go. Makes it feel special.
And you know, maybe that's maybe we need to have a mindset change because years ago everything was so expensive and so good and the best, and you'd put it in there,
save it.
And, oh my gosh, you know, like, oh, please don't do anything in there that you shouldn't. You know, please don't spill anything or make a ring, like you said. Where today it's like, oh, it's just another fun room to be in. Even though it can look very elegant or very casual, but I love the idea of having a dining room.
I do too. I think I would miss if I didn't have a dining room, even though I'm not using it all the time. And I like the two things I want to underline that you both said. One that Yvonne mentioned is, if you are using your dining room as an office space or something, make sure you have some place to put all those papers and whatnot, or you know, because it's going to be weighing on your mind when it is time to relax, that it's, you know, you have to be constantly walking past, because you normally a dining room is kind of in the midst of everything. So if it's there and you're always seeing it on your table, it's, even though you might not consciously know it, it's going to be stressful. So have a place, have a cabinet, have a closet, have a box. Just put it in there.
Have a buffet.
And then when you have your glass of wine and you're eating in your dining room, you know, you're not like looking at your stack of to-do lists.
Or you're not pushing it aside so you can sit down to eat.
And then the other thing that Anita mentioned is, you know, if you have a proper dining room and you can keep it like that because you have the space, go to town decorating it in a fun way. And it doesn't have to be expensive or take a lot of time, but just try out new things and make it beautiful and take out your collections and do little vignettes and whatnot on it. You'll really enjoy that. If you're listening to this podcast, you like that sort of thing. You know, use that horizontal plane as, you know, a place to be creative.
Set out your pretty dishes and pretend like you're having a party like we bloggers do all the time.
We take pictures.
I know.
I have a Southern girlfriend who keeps her dining room set all the time, and it's always different because she's such an entertainer. She has like she'll have like a bunch of parties all in a row, like binge partying.
So she's really using it.
Four and five, and she just washes everything, washes the napkins, and puts them back on the table for the next crew that comes in.
Oh wow.
And then, you know, the next time we come in, maybe it's something different. But I just love that because she's using it.
Well, I love to have friends that like to have parties.
I'll tell you, come to Lancaster County. There are a lot of people. We're always doing something fun. That's exactly right. I have some girlfriends who are really gifted with hospitality.
And that's what the dining room should be all about, right?
Absolutely.
Gathering people around.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So again, if you have an older dining room suit or set, definitely it's so easy to change up. And if you don't, I mean, if you want an 18th century mahogany table, just email me and come and get it.
Maybe you can get in on a party while you're there.
It would look gorgeous sat with different chairs. I just was ready for something totally, you know, and as being a blogger, of course you need... you know, you need new things to show people. So, true. And I was tired of it. So, yeah, just change things up and use your room.
Good tips. Okay, so we enjoyed talking about dining rooms with you today. If you have any dining room questions or suggestions, or you want to show us how you use your dining room or don't use your dining room, you can email us and you can call us. And we would look forward to hearing from all of you on any topic, dining rooms or anything else. And we want to remind you that we are here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.